Astrophysics Processes by H. C. Sproot. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astrophysics Processes by H. C. Sproot is a comprehensive guide to the physical processes that govern the behavior of stars and other astrophysical objects. The book covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of stellar structure and evolution to the physics of accretion disks and the formation of galaxies. It also discusses the physics of the interstellar medium, and the physics of the interstellar medium. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the basics of stellar structure and evolution, Part 2 covers the physics of accretion disks and the formation of galaxies, Part 3 covers the physics of the interstellar medium, and Part 4 covers the physics of the interstellar medium. Part 1 of the book begins with an introduction to the basics of stellar structure and evolution. It covers topics such as the structure of stars, the formation of stars, the evolution of stars, and the death of stars. It also discusses the physics of stellar atmospheres, the physics of stellar interiors, and the physics of stellar nucleosynthesis. Part 2 covers the physics of accretion disks and the formation of galaxies. It discusses the physics of accretion disks, the physics of galactic formation, and the physics of galactic evolution. Part 3 covers the physics of the interstellar medium. It discusses the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar radiation. Part 4 covers the physics of the interstellar medium. It discusses the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar radiation. The book is written in a clear and concise manner, making it accessible to readers of all levels. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in astrophysics and the physical processes that govern the behavior of stars and other astrophysical objects. It is an essential reference for students and professionals alike. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Stellar evolution. Stars are born from clouds of gas and dust, and their evolution is determined by the balance between gravity and pressure. As stars age, they move through different stages of their life cycle, eventually ending in a supernova explosion. Main idea number 2. Nuclear reactions. Nuclear reactions are responsible for the energy production in stars, and the rate of these reactions is determined by the temperature and density of the star. Nuclear reactions also play a role in the formation of elements heavier than hydrogen and helium. Main idea number 3. Stellar structure. Stars are composed of several layers, each with its own unique properties. The core of the star is the hottest and densest region, and the outer layers are cooler and less dense. Main idea number 4. Stellar atmospheres. The outer layers of stars are composed of gas and dust, and these layers are responsible for the emission of light and other forms of radiation. The composition of the atmosphere is determined by the temperature and pressure of the star. Main idea number 5. Stellar winds. Stellar winds are streams of gas and dust that are ejected from the star. These winds can be used to measure the mass and age of the star, as well as the composition of its atmosphere. Main idea number 6. Star clusters. Stars are often found in clusters, which are groups of stars that are bound together by gravity. These clusters can be used to study the formation and evolution of stars. Main idea number 7. Binary stars. Binary stars are two stars that orbit each other, and they can be used to study the properties of stars. Binary stars can also be used to measure the mass of a star. Main idea number 8. Stellar magnitude. Stellar magnitude is a measure of the brightness of a star, and it is used to classify stars into different categories. Main idea number 9. Stellar spectra. Stellar spectra are the light emitted by stars, and they can be used to measure the temperature, composition, and motion of the star. Main idea number 10. Stellar evolution models. Stellar evolution models are used to predict the future evolution of stars, and they are based on the laws of physics. Main idea number 11. Stellar masses. Stellar masses are determined by measuring the motion of stars, and they can be used to determine the age and evolution of a star. Main idea number 12. Stellar populations. Stellar populations are groups of stars that have similar properties, and they can be used to study the formation and evolution of stars. Main idea number 13. Stellar activity. Stellar activity is the emission of radiation from stars, and it can be used to study the properties of stars. Main idea number 14. Stellar interactions. Stellar interactions are the interactions between stars, and they can be used to study the formation and evolution of stars. Main idea number 15. Stellar remnants. Stellar remnants are the remains of stars after they have gone through their life cycle, and they can be used to study the properties of stars. Main idea number 16. Supernovae. Supernovae are the explosions of stars, and they can be used to study the properties of stars. Main idea number 17. Neutron stars. Neutron stars are the remnants of supernovae, and they can be used to study the properties of stars. Main idea number 18. Black holes. Black holes are the remnants of massive stars, and they can be used to study the properties of stars. Main idea number 19. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the universe, and it can be used to study the formation and evolution of stars. Main idea number 20. Extragalactic astronomy. Extragalactic astronomy is the study of galaxies outside of our own, and it can be used to study the properties of stars. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Stellar evolution is the process by which stars form, evolve, and eventually die. It is a complex process that is driven by the balance between gravity and pressure. As stars age, they move through different stages of their life cycle, from the initial formation of a protostar to the eventual death of a supernova. The initial formation of a star begins with a cloud of gas and dust. This cloud is pulled together by gravity, and as it collapses, the pressure and temperature increase. This causes the cloud to heat up and eventually ignite, forming a protostar. As the protostar continues to collapse, the pressure and temperature increase further, and the protostar eventually becomes a main sequence star. Main sequence stars are the most common type of star, and they are in a state of equilibrium between gravity and pressure. As the star ages, it begins to burn its fuel more quickly, and the pressure and temperature increase. This causes the star to expand and become a red giant. Eventually, the star will run out of fuel and the pressure will no longer be able to balance the gravity, causing the star to collapse. This collapse will cause the star to explode in a supernova, releasing a large amount of energy and material into space. Stellar evolution is a complex process that is still not fully understood. However, it is clear that it is an essential part of the life cycle of stars, and it is responsible for the formation of new stars and the eventual death of old ones. Main idea number 2. Nuclear reactions are a fundamental process in astrophysics. They are responsible for the energy production in stars, and the rate of these reactions is determined by the temperature and density of the star. Nuclear reactions also play a role in the formation of elements heavier than hydrogen and helium. In stars, nuclear reactions occur when two nuclei collide and fuse together, releasing energy in the form of gamma rays. This energy is then used to power the star, and the heavier elements created in the reaction are then dispersed into the interstellar medium. Nuclear reactions are also responsible for the creation of elements heavier than iron, such as gold and uranium, which are formed in supernovae explosions. Nuclear reactions are also important in the study of cosmology. They are responsible for the formation of the light elements in the early universe, and for the production of the cosmic microwave background radiation. Nuclear reactions are also responsible for the production of the light elements in the interstellar medium, which are then incorporated into new stars and planets. Finally, nuclear reactions are responsible for the production of radioactive elements, which can be used to date the age of the universe. Main idea number 3. The core of a star is the hottest and densest region, and is composed of a variety of elements, including hydrogen, helium, and heavier elements. The temperature and pressure in the core are so high that nuclear fusion reactions take place, releasing energy in the form of light and heat. This energy is then transported outward through the star's layers, eventually reaching the surface. The outer layers of a star are cooler and less dense than the core. These layers are composed of a variety of elements, including hydrogen, helium, and heavier elements. The temperature and pressure in these layers are not high enough to support nuclear fusion reactions, so the energy produced in the core is transported outward through these layers. As the energy moves outward, it is absorbed by the outer layers, heating them up and causing them to expand. This expansion causes the star to become brighter and larger. The structure of a star is determined by its mass, composition, and age. More massive stars have larger cores and hotter outer layers, while less massive stars have smaller cores and cooler outer layers. The composition of a star also affects its structure, as heavier elements tend to sink to the core, while lighter elements are found in the outer layers. Finally, the age of a star affects its structure, as older stars tend to have larger cores and cooler outer layers. Main idea number 4. Stellar atmospheres are composed of gas and dust, and are responsible for the emission of light and other forms of radiation. The composition of the atmosphere is determined by the temperature and pressure of the star. As the temperature and pressure of the star increase, the composition of the atmosphere changes. For example, at higher temperatures, the atmosphere is composed of more ionized atoms, while at lower temperatures, the atmosphere is composed of neutral atoms and molecules. The composition of the atmosphere also affects the type of radiation that is emitted from the star. For example, stars with hotter atmospheres emit more ultraviolet radiation, while stars with cooler atmospheres emit more infrared radiation. The atmosphere of a star also affects its evolution. As the star ages, the temperature and pressure of the atmosphere change, which in turn affects the composition of the atmosphere. This can lead to changes in the type of radiation that is emitted from the star. For example, as a star ages, its atmosphere may become cooler, leading to an increase in the amount of infrared radiation that is emitted. Additionally, the composition of the atmosphere can also affect the rate at which the star evolves. For example, stars with higher concentrations of heavier elements tend to evolve more slowly than stars with lower concentrations of heavier elements. The study of stellar atmospheres is an important part of astrophysics, as it helps us to understand the evolution of stars and the radiation that they emit. By studying the composition of stellar atmospheres, we can gain insight into the physical processes that are occurring within the star, and how these processes affect the evolution of the star. Additionally, by studying the radiation that is emitted from stars, we can gain insight into the composition of the interstellar medium and how stars interact with their environment. Main idea number 5. Stellar winds are an important part of the life cycle of a star. They are created when the star's radiation pressure pushes material away from its surface. This material is composed of gas and dust particles, which are then accelerated away from the star by its radiation pressure. The stellar wind carries away mass from the star, which can be used to measure the star's mass and age. The composition of the stellar wind can also be used to measure the composition of the star's atmosphere. The stellar wind is composed of a variety of elements, including hydrogen, helium, carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. These elements are accelerated away from the star by its radiation pressure and can reach speeds of up to several hundred kilometers per second. The stellar wind carries away mass from the star, which can be used to measure the star's mass and age. The composition of the stellar wind can also be used to measure the composition of the star's atmosphere. The stellar wind can also be used to study the evolution of stars. By studying the composition of the stellar wind, astronomers can learn about the star's history and how it has changed over time. The stellar wind can also be used to study the interstellar medium, which is the material between stars. By studying the composition of the stellar wind, astronomers can learn about the composition of the interstellar medium and how it has changed over time. Stellar winds are an important part of the life cycle of a star, and can be used to study the star's mass, age, composition, and evolution. By studying the composition of the stellar wind, astronomers can learn about the star's history and the composition of the interstellar medium. Main idea number 6. Star clusters are an important tool for understanding the formation and evolution of stars. By studying the stars in a cluster, astronomers can learn about the age, composition, and other properties of the stars. Clusters can also provide insight into the formation of galaxies, as they are often found in the outskirts of galaxies. The stars in a cluster are usually of similar age and composition, as they formed from the same cloud of gas and dust. This makes it easier to study the stars in a cluster, as they are all at a similar stage of evolution. By studying the stars in a cluster, astronomers can learn about the processes that occur during star formation and evolution. Clusters can also be used to study the dynamics of stars. By studying the motions of stars in a cluster, astronomers can learn about the gravitational forces that bind the stars together. This can provide insight into the structure of galaxies, as well as the formation of stars and planets. Star clusters are an important tool for understanding the formation and evolution of stars. By studying the stars in a cluster, astronomers can learn about the age, composition, and other properties of the stars. Clusters can also provide insight into the formation of galaxies, as they are often found in the outskirts of galaxies. By studying the motions of stars in a cluster, astronomers can learn about the gravitational forces that bind the stars together. This can provide insight into the structure of galaxies, as well as the formation of stars and planets. Main idea number 7. Binary stars are an important tool for astronomers to study the properties of stars. By observing the orbital motion of the two stars, astronomers can measure the mass of each star, as well as the total mass of the binary system. This information can then be used to infer the properties of the stars, such as their luminosity, temperature, and composition. Binary stars can also be used to study the evolution of stars, as the two stars in the system can have different ages and evolutionary stages. By studying the changes in the orbital motion of the stars, astronomers can gain insight into the evolution of stars. Binary stars can also be used to study the effects of gravity on stars. By observing the orbital motion of the two stars, astronomers can measure the strength of the gravitational force between them. This information can then be used to study the effects of gravity on the structure and evolution of stars. Binary stars can also be used to study the effects of stellar winds and other phenomena on the evolution of stars. By studying the changes in the orbital motion of the stars, astronomers can gain insight into the effects of stellar winds and other phenomena on the evolution of stars. Main idea number 8. Stellar magnitude is a measure of the brightness of a star, and it is used to classify stars into different categories. It is based on the apparent brightness of a star as seen from Earth, and is expressed on a logarithmic scale. The brighter a star appears, the lower its magnitude. The faintest stars visible to the naked eye have a magnitude of 6, while the brightest stars have a magnitude of -1. The magnitude scale is divided into 6 categories, ranging from first magnitude stars, which are the brightest, to sixth magnitude stars, which are the faintest. The magnitude scale is also used to measure the brightness of other celestial objects, such as galaxies and nebulae. In this case, the magnitude is referred to as the absolute magnitude, which is the brightness of the object as seen from a distance of 10 parsecs, 32.6 light years. This allows astronomers to compare the brightness of different objects, regardless of their distance from Earth. The magnitude scale is an important tool for astronomers, as it allows them to classify stars and other celestial objects according to their brightness. It also allows them to measure the distance of stars and other objects, as the apparent brightness of an object decreases with increasing distance. By measuring the apparent brightness of an object, astronomers can calculate its distance from Earth. Main idea number 9. Stellar spectra are a powerful tool for understanding the physical properties of stars. By studying the light emitted by stars, astronomers can measure the temperature, composition, and motion of the star. This information can be used to determine the age, mass, and size of the star, as well as its evolutionary state. In addition, the spectra can be used to identify the elements present in the star's atmosphere, and to measure the abundance of these elements. This can provide insight into the star's formation and evolution, as well as its chemical composition. The spectra of stars can also be used to measure the star's radial velocity, which is the speed at which the star is moving away from or towards us. This can be used to determine the star's distance from us, as well as its motion through space. By studying the spectra of stars, astronomers can also measure the star's luminosity, which is the amount of energy it emits. This can be used to determine the star's size and mass, as well as its age. Finally, stellar spectra can be used to study the interstellar medium, which is the gas and dust between stars. By studying the spectra of stars, astronomers can measure the density, temperature, and composition of the interstellar medium, which can provide insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies. Main idea number 10. Stellar evolution models are based on the laws of physics, and they are used to predict the future evolution of stars. These models take into account the physical processes that occur in stars, such as nuclear fusion, convection, and mass loss. They also consider the effects of external influences, such as the presence of a companion star or the influence of a nearby supernova. By combining these physical processes, stellar evolution models can accurately predict the future evolution of stars. The models are based on the equations of stellar structure and evolution, which describe the physical processes that occur in stars. These equations are used to calculate the properties of stars, such as their temperature, luminosity, and mass. The models also take into account the effects of external influences, such as the presence of a companion star or the influence of a nearby supernova. By combining these physical processes, stellar evolution models can accurately predict the future evolution of stars. Stellar evolution models are used to study the life cycles of stars, from their formation to their eventual death. They are also used to study the evolution of galaxies, as well as the formation of new stars. By understanding the evolution of stars, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of the universe as a whole. Main idea number 11. Stellar masses are an important parameter in understanding the evolution of stars. By measuring the motion of stars, we can determine their mass. This is done by measuring the star's radial velocity, which is the speed at which the star is moving away from or towards us. The mass of a star can also be determined by measuring its luminosity, which is the amount of energy it emits. By combining these two measurements, we can calculate the mass of a star. The mass of a star can tell us a lot about its age and evolution. For example, stars with higher masses tend to be younger, while stars with lower masses tend to be older. This is because stars with higher masses burn their fuel more quickly, and thus have shorter lifespans. By measuring the mass of a star, we can also determine its evolutionary stage. For example, stars with higher masses tend to be in the main sequence stage, while stars with lower masses tend to be in the red giant stage. Knowing the mass of a star can also help us understand its composition. For example, stars with higher masses tend to have higher concentrations of heavier elements, such as carbon and oxygen. This is because stars with higher masses have higher temperatures, which allows them to fuse heavier elements. By measuring the mass of a star, we can also determine its density, which can tell us about its internal structure. In summary, stellar masses are an important parameter in understanding the evolution of stars. By measuring the motion of stars, we can determine their mass, which can tell us about their age, evolutionary stage, and composition. Knowing the mass of a star can help us better understand its structure and evolution. Main idea number 12. Stellar populations are groups of stars that have similar properties, and they can be used to study the formation and evolution of stars. Stellar populations are typically classified according to their age, composition, and other characteristics. For example, stars in a young stellar population are typically composed of hydrogen and helium, while stars in an older population may contain heavier elements such as carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. By studying the properties of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the processes that led to their formation and evolution. For example, by studying the composition of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the chemical enrichment of the interstellar medium over time. By studying the ages of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the star formation history of a region. By studying the motions of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the dynamical evolution of a region. Stellar populations can also be used to study the evolution of galaxies. By studying the properties of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the star formation history of a galaxy. By studying the motions of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the dynamical evolution of a galaxy. By studying the chemical composition of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the chemical enrichment of a galaxy over time. By studying the ages of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the age distribution of stars in a galaxy. In addition, stellar populations can be used to study the evolution of the universe as a whole. By studying the properties of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the star formation history of the universe. By studying the motions of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the dynamical evolution of the universe. By studying the chemical composition of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the chemical enrichment of the universe over time. By studying the ages of stars in different stellar populations, astronomers can learn about the age distribution of stars in the universe. Main idea number 13. Stellar activity is the emission of radiation from stars, and it can be used to study the properties of stars. This radiation is emitted in the form of X-rays, ultraviolet radiation, and visible light. By studying the intensity and spectrum of this radiation, astronomers can learn about the temperature, composition, and magnetic fields of stars. Stellar activity can also be used to study the evolution of stars, as the radiation emitted by stars changes over time. The study of stellar activity is important for understanding the physics of stars. By studying the radiation emitted by stars, astronomers can learn about the physical processes that occur in stars, such as nuclear fusion and convection. This knowledge can then be used to better understand the evolution of stars and the formation of planets. Stellar activity can also be used to study the environment around stars. By studying the radiation emitted by stars, astronomers can learn about the interstellar medium, the gas and dust that exists between stars. This information can then be used to better understand the formation and evolution of galaxies. The study of stellar activity is an important part of astrophysics, and it has helped astronomers to better understand the physics of stars and the universe as a whole. By studying the radiation emitted by stars, astronomers can learn about the physical processes that occur in stars, the environment around stars, and the formation and evolution of galaxies. Main idea number 14. Stellar interactions are a key component of understanding the formation and evolution of stars. When two stars interact, they can exchange mass, angular momentum, and energy, which can affect the evolution of both stars. Stellar interactions can also lead to the formation of new stars, such as when two stars merge to form a single star. Stellar interactions can also lead to the formation of binary stars, where two stars orbit each other, or even multiple star systems, where three or more stars orbit each other. Stellar interactions can also lead to the formation of star clusters, where hundreds or thousands of stars are bound together by their mutual gravitational attraction. The study of stellar interactions is important for understanding the formation and evolution of stars, as well as the structure and evolution of galaxies. By studying the interactions between stars, astronomers can learn about the dynamics of star formation, the evolution of stars, and the structure of galaxies. Stellar interactions can also provide insight into the formation of planets, as well as the formation of black holes and other exotic objects. Stellar interactions can be studied using a variety of techniques, including observations of stars in the visible and infrared, as well as simulations of stellar interactions. By studying the interactions between stars, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the formation and evolution of stars, as well as the structure and evolution of galaxies. Main idea number 15. Stellar remnants are the remains of stars after they have gone through their life cycle. They can be used to study the properties of stars, such as their mass, composition, and evolution. Stellar remnants can be divided into two main categories: white dwarfs and neutron stars. White dwarfs are the remnants of stars that have exhausted their nuclear fuel and have collapsed under their own gravity. Neutron stars are the remnants of stars that have gone through a supernova explosion, leaving behind a dense core of neutrons. Studying stellar remnants can provide insight into the life cycle of stars, as well as the physics of stellar evolution. By studying the composition of stellar remnants, astronomers can learn about the chemical processes that occur in stars, such as nuclear fusion and nucleosynthesis. By studying the mass of stellar remnants, astronomers can learn about the mass loss processes that occur in stars, such as stellar winds and supernovae. By studying the evolution of stellar remnants, astronomers can learn about the different stages of stellar evolution, such as the main sequence, red giant, and supernova stages. Stellar remnants can also be used to study the structure of the Milky Way galaxy. By studying the distribution of stellar remnants, astronomers can learn about the structure of the Milky Way, such as the spiral arms and the galactic center. By studying the motion of stellar remnants, astronomers can learn about the dynamics of the Milky Way, such as the rotation of the galaxy and the motion of stars within it. Overall, studying stellar remnants can provide valuable insight into the life cycle of stars, the physics of stellar evolution, and the structure of the Milky Way galaxy. By studying these objects, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe around us. Main idea number 16. Supernovae are some of the most powerful and spectacular events in the universe. They are the explosions of stars, and they can be used to study the properties of stars. Supernovae are the result of a star reaching the end of its life, and they can be used to measure the age of a star, its composition, and its mass. Supernovae can also be used to measure the distances to galaxies, and to study the structure of the universe. Supernovae are also important for understanding the evolution of galaxies, and the formation of new stars. When a star reaches the end of its life, it can no longer produce energy through nuclear fusion, and it collapses under its own gravity. This collapse causes a huge explosion, which is known as a supernova. The energy released in a supernova is so great that it can outshine an entire galaxy. Supernovae can be classified into two types, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 supernovae are caused by the collapse of a white dwarf star, while type 2 supernovae are caused by the collapse of a massive star. Supernovae are important for understanding the evolution of galaxies, and the formation of new stars. Supernovae can also be used to measure the distances to galaxies, and to study the structure of the universe. Supernovae are also important for understanding the properties of stars, such as their age, composition, and mass. By studying supernovae, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 17. Neutron stars are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are the remnants of supernovae, and they can be used to study the properties of stars. Neutron stars are incredibly dense, with a mass of about 1.4 times that of the Sun, but a radius of only about 10 kilometers. This means that a teaspoon of neutron star material would weigh about as much as a mountain on Earth. Neutron stars are also incredibly hot, with temperatures of up to a few million degrees. Neutron stars are also incredibly magnetic, with magnetic fields that are up to a trillion times stronger than the Earth's. This makes them ideal for studying the effects of strong magnetic fields on matter. Neutron stars also spin incredibly quickly, with some rotating hundreds of times per second. This makes them ideal for studying the effects of extreme rotation on matter. Neutron stars are also incredibly luminous, and they can be used to study the properties of matter under extreme conditions. They can also be used to study the evolution of stars, as they are the end product of stellar evolution. Finally, neutron stars can be used to study the physics of gravity, as they are some of the most extreme examples of gravity in the universe. Main idea number 18. Black holes are some of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe. They are formed when a massive star runs out of fuel and collapses under its own gravity. The resulting object is so dense that not even light can escape its gravitational pull. This makes them invisible to us, but their presence can be inferred from the effects they have on their surroundings. Studying black holes can help us to understand the properties of stars and the physics of the universe. By observing the motion of stars and gas around a black hole, we can measure its mass and spin. We can also study the radiation emitted by matter as it falls into the black hole, which can tell us about the properties of the matter itself. This can help us to understand how stars form and evolve, and how the universe works. Black holes are also important for understanding the evolution of galaxies. They can act as a source of energy, driving the formation of new stars and the growth of galaxies. They can also act as a sink, consuming matter and preventing it from forming new stars. By studying the properties of black holes, we can gain insight into the evolution of galaxies and the universe as a whole. Main idea number 19. Cosmology is the study of the universe and its structure, evolution, and origin. It is a branch of astronomy that seeks to understand the physical laws that govern the universe and the processes that have shaped it. Cosmology is concerned with the large-scale structure of the universe, its age, and its composition. It also seeks to understand the physical laws that govern the behavior of matter and energy in the universe, and how these laws have shaped the universe over time. Cosmology is a complex field of study, and it involves a variety of topics, including the Big Bang theory, dark matter and dark energy, the cosmic microwave background, and the formation and evolution of galaxies. Cosmologists use a variety of tools to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, computer simulations, and mathematical models. By studying the universe, cosmologists can gain insight into the physical laws that govern the universe and the processes that have shaped it. Cosmology is an important field of study, as it helps us to understand the universe and its evolution. By studying the universe, we can gain insight into the physical laws that govern the universe and the processes that have shaped it. This knowledge can help us to better understand our place in the universe and the nature of the universe itself. Main idea number 20. Extragalactic astronomy is the study of galaxies outside of our own. It is a field of astronomy that has grown rapidly in recent years, as new technologies have allowed us to observe galaxies that were previously too faint or too distant to be seen. Extragalactic astronomy can be used to study the properties of stars, the structure of galaxies, and the evolution of the universe. It can also be used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, and to search for evidence of dark matter and dark energy. By studying galaxies in different parts of the universe, we can gain insight into the history of the universe and the processes that have shaped it. Extragalactic astronomy is a powerful tool for understanding the universe. By studying galaxies in different parts of the universe, we can learn about the formation and evolution of galaxies, the structure of galaxies, and the properties of stars. We can also use extragalactic astronomy to search for evidence of dark matter and dark energy, and to study the evolution of the universe. By studying galaxies in different parts of the universe, we can gain insight into the history of the universe and the processes that have shaped it. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.